if they can't keep food down, they say they've got to. And another way of saying that might be roller. And, if they were wanting to describe where their trouble was, they say they were sick
with their stomach.
And do you remember like sort of when you were you might have heard like your grandparents talk about like a young couple that was going out together a lot before marriage, and they were kind of serious about each other, and they say that they were
courting.
Yeah, you remember that. Of course, now people would just mostly say they were
dating.
And they say that he was her
fiance or boyfriend.
Yeah, and then she'd be his
girlfriend.
And if this guy like asked this girl to marry him and she agreed to, but instead she ran off with somebody else, she'd say that she
jilted.
Mm-hmm. And if she didn't jilt him, he'd say they went ahead and got
married.
And at a wedding, the person who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the one who stands up with the bride is
the maid of honor.
Have you ever heard it like back in the old days that like when people got married that they'd go to their house and make a lot of noise and be
tender? Chivalry.
That was probably like in your grandparents'
They did us anyway.
They did that when you got married. Oh, I didn't want to still do that. That's interesting. If we were talking about like kids, young people might they something that they do. They get out on a dance floor and you say that they're
dancing.
And if school gets like children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school
you found.
And like after vacation, people start asking, well, when does school
start?
And if a little boy left home like to go to school in the morning and instead he went fishing or something, you'd say he
played for a kitchen.
And people go to school in order to get an
education.
And after high school they go on to
college, university.
And after kindergarten they go into
first grade.
And at school children sit at
desk.
And each child has his own individual
desk.
And a building that's built just for books is called a
library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
And now, especially like in the old days, people stayed overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And you go to in order to see a movie, you go to the
theater.
And a person has an operation in the
hospital.
And a woman that looks after you in the hospital would be a
nurse.
And people catch trains. Well, they don't do that. When people used to catch trains, they go down to the
depot.
I can remember when we used to do that. I used to go on. And another, instead of saying depot, another way you might call it the
station.
The railroad station.
Yeah.
And you know what people would call like a... In a town that's got like a courthouse in the center and there's grass around the courthouse, do you know what they call that grassy area? Or that whole area, like with the, where the courthouse and everything is. In this little town. Well, I was thinking town square.
Oh.
But, now if you were going across the street and instead of, crossing, squaring it off, if you just cut straight, it like went across at a diagonal, you said that you were walking, you call that direction.